Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Up next, in my backyard, spring and planting season is just weeks away. Lisa Brotz says, if your backyard won't support a garden, seek out a community garden plot as the next best thing.
I grew up with a mom who rarely bought us sugared cereal or soda, who cooked almost everything from scratch, who sprouted her own avocado trees and tended tiny gardens and showed us how to eat loads of fresh fruit and vegetables, mostly raw. Yep, she was one of those. I've told you about my grandmother, the one who had my brother and I up a tree picking oranges in a grove that wasn't hers. Yep, she was one of those too. It was the 1970s. What I don't remember about where we were living, though, is a robust food culture. I don't remember much about other people working together to provide better food for themselves, their families, and anyone else who wanted to join in and get their hands dirty. Something was definitely afoot around Urbana-Champaign in the 70s. Awareness about the environment and depletion of natural resources was just permeating the collective consciousness, and a few small groups of people assumed a little more control over the food they were eating. Three of these groups that are vitally important to our local food system right now, today, were born within just a few years of each other in the 70s. A tiny food co-op, a tiny farmer's market, and the Urbana Park District offered up a few pesticide and herbicide-free garden plots to the community at Meadowbrook Park on the south end of town. What started as a few people wanting to grow clean food in a community setting has become a much larger operation, says garden coordinator Pam Thomas.
They started in 1975, and it was just part of that growing movement of gathering the land and creating the parks, and then piece by piece, elements of this park grew, and then the organic garden started. It's 116 plots, and it used to be different. It used to grow all the way out into the parking lot, and then once they paved the parking lot, they moved things. So it has been changing in that time. For most people, I think it's the fresh food and saving money, and just because they like to garden.
I'm quite familiar with these plots. I gardened at Meadowbrook for several years. Like many Meadowbrook gardeners before me and since, I brought my kids to the plot I shared with friends to get them outside while I figured out how to grow food in full sun. Like many people who have gardens out at Meadowbrook, my yard at the time was too shady. I loved the people out there. There was the guy who brought a lawn chair and a radio and sat amongst the watermelons, his only crop. There was also my favorite dog, a pug named Snowy, frolicking in the cantaloupe grown by his owner. I saw my first ever Baltimore Oriole while weeding my garden at Meadowbrook. Really, there's no better place to become well-versed in the garden arts than a community garden. At Meadowbrook, the Urbana Park District provides compost, manure, and wheelbarrows to help get the job done. Gardeners provide their own tools and fencing materials. There's a bit of a deer issue over at Meadowbrook, and you have to get creative if you want to harvest the food you grow. The plots are always sold out, which means gardeners have neighbors who are often fonts of information about how to build fences, which plants are weeds and which plants you might want to keep, the benefits of raised beds, and much more. They might share tools, and they will most definitely offer up stories of success and failure. Gardening has waxed and waned in popularity over the years. Right now, with the interest in food, it's waxing.
Gardening in general, I think people, as you say, wax and wane. Some people are diehards that garden every year. Other people just want fresher food or they want real tomatoes, so they grow something for a little while. But these are generally all full. And it's been a good program over the years. A lot of gardeners have been here the whole time since 1975.
The Urbana Park District responded to the demand for more community garden space by creating a new garden in Victory Park in Urbana.
2 years ago, the HUNA organization in the Victory Park neighborhood, I think, approached the Park District and asked them about having garden plots there. So 2 years ago, it was a pilot program just for a few gardeners. Last year was the first year that I started working there, and there's 14 plots, 6 raised beds, which is very nice. The plan is to continue to grow, and I think you're right, a lot of gardeners don't know about it. It's open to any gardener. It just hasn't been advertised in the usual way yet, but there are still some plots available. And the same services are provided, water and compost. And and in some ways it's easier to garden there because we don't have the deer and some other pests. But as a pilot program, it went very well last year, that people did not have much vandalism or theft or problems with people walking by.
A sunny community garden in a residential neighborhood with full services? Fantastic, especially if you're overrun with shade or live in an apartment with no way to garden. Community gardens are like outdoor food production labs. Some experiments will fail, but others will work beyond your wildest expectations. You can work alone or with partners. And community gardeners are generous, if a little competitive. There's nothing they enjoy more than helping out a newbie or having the first tomatoes in your row. You don't have to rent a plot to enjoy the gardens either. That's one of the best parts. In late June, the scent of dill, which grows like a weed out at Meadowbrook, is thick. The fireflies as dusk falls over both gardens are incredible. The flowers, even the deer. It's a wonderful experience just to be in these gardens, checking out everyone's very unique space. Think about it. Food-related institutions in CU that emphasize cooperation, mentorship, learning, self-sufficiency, and the support of small business and enterprise started out very small in the 70s, only to become major forces in our local food culture. Say what you will about the 70s, but I think they were on to something.
Lisa Broth's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu.